Saudi Arabia's monarchy has been holding strong for nearly three centuries. But according to former aide to the White House, Bruce Riedel, recent geopolitical changes are leaving the royal family vulnerable.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has been one of the most stable countries in the world for the last century. But even the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is a possible candidate for revolution in the new world.
Riedel is a senior foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution's Sabin Center for Middle East Policy. He says that vast amounts of money have been able to keep violent waves of protest and demonstrations that could overthrow the monarchy at bay. Other protests, like those that swept the Arab world, have prompted the toppling of entrenched leadership.
The royal family has in the last 2 years spent $130 billion to try to increase wages, increase services, in other words, to buy off the possibility of revolution.
Riedel questions the sustainability of the Saudi monarchy's methods, which he says, if they were overturned, would not only affect surrounding Persian Gulf states, but also the U.S. Saudi Arabia is one of the U.S.'s oldest allies in the Middle East. For nearly 2 years, demonstrators there have been holding protests almost regularly. Those leading the opposition movement accuse leadership of discrimination and suppressing freedom of expression. The demonstrations have occurred mostly in Qatif and Awamiya in Eastern Province. In 2011, Saudi security forces killed five protesters and injured many others in the province. Riedel suggests that Barack Obama would be better advised to urge King Abdullah to move more rapidly on a reform agenda.
If the royal family thinks that it's $130 billion worth of danger, then I think it's a reasonable bet that there is something that worries them that could happen in their country.
Riedel says that revolution in the Middle East could occur faster than any of us previously thought. If that happens, he says, the ripple effects stemming from the uprisings would cross geopolitical borders to create a worldwide dilemma. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.